I'd like for you to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3,
en el libro de Romanos, capítulo 3,
I want to begin with chapter 3, verse 21.
Quiero empezar con el capítulo 3 y versículo 21.
Because chapter 3, verse 21,
en ese capítulo de 3, 21,
the whole course of the book of Romans changes.
Todo el curso del libro de Romanos cambia.
For the past two or three Sundays,
por los últimos dos o tres domingos,
we've been seeing the guilt of the human race.
Hemos estado viendo la culpa del pecado de la humanidad.
All of the human race stands before God guilty.
Toda la humanidad se enfrenta a Dios culpable.
And Paul has spent the first three chapters showing us that everyone is sinful.
Y ahí en Pablo nos está enseñando en estos últimos días que toda la humanidad es culpable.
He states how that the heathen out there, those that don't go to church, they're not saved, they're sinners.
Él nos enseña que ahí todos los que esas personas que no van a la iglesia son pecadores.
Those that think they're living a good life are sinners.
Esos que piensan que están viviendo una vida muy buena son pecadores.
And then in the latter part of chapter 2 and the beginning of chapter 3,
y ahí en la última en las últimas palabras del capítulo 2 y comenzando el versículo 3,
Paul begins to show that his own people, the Jews, are sinners.
Pablo empieza a hablar de que su misma gente, los judíos, son pecadores.
Both Jew and Gentile are guilty before God.
Los judíos y los gentiles son pecadores delante de Dios.
And so he begins to establish the guilt of all humanity.
Ahí empieza él a tratar toda la culpabilidad de la humanidad.
And so before we go to verse 21,
antes de ir al versículo 21,
let's pray and then we're going to read a few verses.
Vamos a orar y luego leemos unos versículos.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would open up your word in a profound way today. And I thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is powerful. I pray that, Lord, it would speak to all of our hearts. And I thank you for what you're going to do today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. I want us to read the last few verses before verse 21.
Quiero que leamos los últimos dos versículos antes de 21.
Look at verse 10 through verse 18.
Vamos a leer del 10 al 18.
Paul uses the Old Testament.
Pablo usa el Viejo Testamento.
To show how guilty humanity is.
Para enseñarnos qué tan culpable es la humanidad.
Notice how strong these words are.
Fíjate qué tan fuertes están estas palabras.
Verse 10 reads this way.
El versículo 10 lee así.
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Así está escrito, no hay ni un solo justo. Ni siquiera uno.
There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks after God.
No hay nadie que entienda, nadie que busque a Dios.
They have all turned aside. Together they have become worthless. There is no one who does good. No, not one.
Todos se han descarriado. Aún se han corrompido. No hay nadie que haga lo bueno. No hay uno solo.
Their throats are an open grave. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of vipers is under their lips.
Su garganta es un sepulcro abierto. Con su lengua prefieren engaños. Veneno de víbora hay en sus labios.
Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
Llena está su boca de maldiciones y de amargura.
Their feet are swift to shed blood.
Veloces son sus pies para ir a derramar sangre.
Destruction and misery are in their paths.
Dejan ruina y miseria en sus caminos.
They do not know the way of peace.
Y no conocen la senda de la paz.
There is no fear of God before their eyes.
No hay temor de Dios delante de sus ojos.
These scriptures show that no one seeks after God.
Estas escrituras enseñan que nadie sigue, conoce a Dios.
Look at verse 23 real fast.
Ahora vamos a leer versículo 21.
It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Pero ahora, Pues los que creen, de hecho, no hay distinción. Wait.
The chapter
3:23. Pues
all have sinned.
Todos han pecado.
Everyone.
Cada uno.
We all stand before God guilty.
Cada uno nos enfrentamos delante de Dios culpables.
And so Paul has established this.
So Pablo está estableciendo esto.
It is clear.
Está claro.
Humanity without God is sinful.
La humanidad sin Dios es pecadora.
But God did something wonderful.
Pero Dios hizo algo hermoso.
In verse 21, we'll notice this whole thing change.
Ahí en el versículo 21 nos vamos a dar cuenta que todo esto cambia.
When you read chapters 1, verse 18 through chapter 3, verse 20.
Cuando leemos los versículos 1 al 18 y
all the way through chapter 3, verse 20.
Hasta el 3 y 20.
It's hard to read it.
Es muy duro de leerlos.
Everyone's guilty.
Todos son culpables.
We all deserve God's wrath.
Todos nos merecemos la ira de Dios.
We all deserve hell.
Todos nos merecemos el infierno.
And it's awful to read that.
Y es muy feo leer esto.
But then God did something for you.
Dios hizo algo por ti.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
God loves people.
Dios ama a la gente.
God loves old people.
Dios ama a toda la gente.
God loves young people.
Dios ama a los jóvenes.
He loves boys.
Él ama a los hombres.
He loves girls.
A las niñas.
He loves everyone.
A todos.
He loves you.
Te ama a ti.
And he loves me.
Te ama a mí.
In verse 21,
en el versículo 21,
everything changes. It says this, but now,
pero ahora,
from all that beginning until this point, it changes.
Desde el principio hasta este punto aquí cambia todo.
And Paul says, but now,
Pablo dice, pero ahora,
apart from the law, the righteousness of God is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Sin la mediación de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios. De la que dan testimonio la ley y los profetas.
The whole theme of Romans is the righteousness of God revealed.
Todo el tema de los romanos es la
the righteousness of God revealed.
La justicia de Dios revelada.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Everything boils down to this one verse.
Todo se basa a este versículo.
Man is left without hope.
El hombre ha sido dejado sin esperanza.
In and of themselves, there's no way they can get to heaven.
Así entre uno mismo no hay forma de ir al cielo.
So then how is it possible?
So ¿cómo es posible?
How can we be made righteous in the sight of God?
¿Cómo podemos ser justos en frente de Dios?
And it's because God provides righteousness for you and me.
Es porque Dios te da la justicia por ti.
He does this, he has done this through his son Jesus Christ.
Él hizo esto por medio de Jesucristo.
For it says, but now apart from the law,
porque dice que ahora, aparte de la ley,
the righteousness of God is revealed.
La justicia de Dios es manifestada.
Remember in verses 16 and 17 of chapter 1,
acuérdate de los versículos 16 y 17 en el capítulo 1,
the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel.
La justicia de Dios es revelada en la palabra.
The gospel is good news.
La palabra es buenas noticias.
And now Paul begins to bring out where the righteousness of God comes from.
Y ahora Pablo empieza a revelar de dónde la justicia de Dios viene.
This righteousness from God is not in what we do for God.
Esta justicia de Dios no es en lo que hacemos nosotros por Dios.
It's not found in how we live for God.
No es como vivimos por Dios.
It's not found in the church we're a part of.
No es de la iglesia donde vamos.
It's not found in the family we're raised in.
No es de la familia que nosotros crecimos.
This righteousness comes from God to us.
Esta justicia viene por, de Dios, por Dios.
You don't work to earn it.
Tú no trabajas para ganarte.
All you and I have to do,
todo lo que nosotros tenemos que hacer,
is receive it.
Es recibirlo.
It has nothing to do with your and my earning it.
No tiene nada que ver con lo que nosotros hacemos.
God gives it to you and to me.
Dios te la da a ti y a mí.
But will we receive it?
Pero no, ¿la vamos a recibir nosotros?
It says, but now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God is revealed.
Dice, sin la bendición de la ley, se ha manifestado la justicia de Dios.
Look at verse 22.
Ahí en el versículo 22.
Where does this righteousness of God come from?
Enseña de dónde viene esta justicia de Dios.
Let me ask it this way. Through who does it come?
Por medio de Dios.
Look at,
¿de quién viene?
Look what it says in verse 22.
Mira el versículo 22.
This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
Esta justicia de Dios llega mediante la fe de Jesucristo.
These words are wonderful.
Estas palabras son hermosas.
You don't have to earn this.
No tienes que ganártela.
It's not that you have to fast and pray for 40 days to earn it.
No tienes que ayunar ni orar por 40 días.
You don't have to go and climb some stairs on your bare knees.
Tienes que caminar unas escaleras en tus rodillas.
You don't have to do like some of the penitentes used to do.
No tienes que hacer como uno de los penitentes hacían.
And get a whip and whip yourself and beat yourself to make yourself holy.
De agarrar un látigo y darte laguitazos para agarrar la presencia de Dios.
God supplies this to you and me through His Son.
Dios te da esto a ti y a mí por medio de su Hijo.
And He gives to you, through Jesus Christ, perfect righteousness.
A ti y a mí, por medio de Jesucristo, perfecta justicia.
When God gives gifts,
cuando Dios te da regalos,
He gives the best.
Él te da lo mejor.
This righteousness of God is complete and perfect righteousness.
Esta justicia de Dios es completa y justa.
This righteousness of God,
esta justicia de Dios,
is as if you kept all the Ten Commandments and all 600 laws perfectly.
Como si tuvieras cumplido los 10 mandamientos y todas las otras 600 mandamientos perfectamente.
Jesus,
Jesucristo,
fulfilled the law of God in our place.
Llenó toda la ley de Dios. En nuestro lugar.
The righteousness of God is Jesus Christ Himself.
La justicia de Dios es en Jesucristo.
And when you receive Jesus Christ,
cuando tú recibes a Jesucristo,
you receive Him in all His righteousness.
Tú recibes a Él en toda su justicia.
The scripture says we have been robed with Christ.
La palabra dice que nosotros hemos sido cubridos en Cristo.
Another scripture says we have put on Christ.
Otra escritura dice que nos hemos puesto a Jesucristo.
We are covered in Christ.
Nosotros somos cubridos en Cristo.
Is Jesus holy?
¿Es Jesucristo santo?
Did Jesus obey perfectly?
Jesucristo obedeció perfectamente.
Did Jesus please the Father?
Jesucristo agradó a Dios completamente.
And we have to say yes to all those things.
Tenemos que decir que sí a todo eso.
And when you receive Christ as Lord and Savior,
cuando tú recibes a Jesucristo como tu Salvador,
you come into all of that completeness in Christ.
Tú entras a esto completamente en Cristo.
Ephesians says
Ephesios, ahí dice en Ephesios,
that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ.
Estamos sentados en lugares,
in heavenly places, in heaven.
En el reino de Dios.
We are seated in Him.
Estamos sentados ahí con Él.
Jesus is sitting down.
Jesucristo está sentado.
Because the work is done.
Porque el trabajo ha terminado.
If the work is done,
si el trabajo ha terminado,
why are we trying to work so hard?
Porque estamos trabajando muy duro.
What do you mean, Pastor?
Pero, ¿qué quiere decir, Pastor?
I thought we're supposed to be busy for Jesus.
Yo creí que estamos, tenemos que ocuparnos en las cosas de Dios.
Well, yes, you are.
Sí, tenemos que.
But the work necessary for you to be made righteous in the sight of God,
pero el trabajo necesario para tú ser justo delante de Dios,
has been finished.
Ya ha sido terminado.
Jesus did it all.
Jesucristo lo hizo todo.
You don't have to work to be holy.
Tú no tienes que trabajar para ser puro.
You just have to receive the Holy One.
Tú nomás tienes que recibir al puro.
And when you receive Jesus, the Holy One,
y cuando tú recibes a Jesús, el único,
He will begin to make you holy.
Él empieza a hacerte puro.
You become holy in Christ.
Tú te haces puro en Cristo.
But you're also being made holy.
Pero también estás haciendo puro.
As you're living your life for Him.
En lo que estás viviendo tu vida por él.
Paul establishes that there's a way for a man to be made righteous without the law.
Pablo establece que hay una...
A way for man to be made righteous without the law.
Hay un camino para ser justo delante de la ley.
You may ask the question, how can this be?
Amor, te estás preguntando cómo puede ser esto.
Doesn't God require perfect obedience?
Que no Dios, nos requiere justicia perfecta.
Yes, He does require that.
Sí, él requiere eso.
We said it earlier. God doesn't change.
Dios no cambia.
So then what changed?
Entonces, ¿qué cambia?
The fact is that the law has been kept perfectly.
Lo que pasa es que la ley fue cumplida perfectamente.
Through His Son.
Por medio de su Hijo.
In our place.
En nuestro lugar.
So what we need to do is simply believe and trust in the finished work of Calvary.
So lo que nosotros tenemos que hacer es creer lo que ha sido cumplido en el Calvario.
Look at verse 24. Well, let's start with verse
23.
It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Dice, pues, los que creen de ello, no hay... Pues todos han pecado y están privados de la gloria de Dios.
Now look at verse 24.
Ahora mira el 24.
This is talking about you and me that have put our faith in Jesus.
Está hablando de...
Says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Pero por su gracia son justificados gratuitamente mediante la redención de Cristo Jesús.
Look at verse 25.
Mira el 25.
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, for a demonstration of His righteousness, because in His forbearance God has passed over the sins previously committed.
Dios lo ofreció como un sacrificio de expiación que se escribe por la fe en su sangre para así demostrar su justicia. Anteriormente, en su paciencia, Dios había pasado por lo alto los pecados.
There's some big words in these few verses.
Son unas palabras muy grandes en estos capítulos.
And Paul is going to show you and me that we are justified by faith.
Que hemos sido justificados por fe.
What does it mean to be justified by faith?
Lo que significa ser justificado por fe.
It says we've been, in verse 24, we've been justified freely.
Ahí en el versículo 24 dice que hemos sido justificados libremente.
Justification is a word that is used in the courtroom. If anyone has been in court before, there are words that are used in the courtroom that describe certain things that are going on. The scripture says that God has justified us freely. This is a declaration.
Esta es una declaración.
It's a declaration from the judge.
Una declaración del juez.
Where the guilty party stands before him or her guilty.
Donde el culpable está enfrente de él culpable.
They're guilty of the crime.
Son culpables del crimen.
They deserve judgment.
Ellos requieren esa justicia.
But to be justified means this.
Ser justificado quiere decir eso.
It means that you are declared right.
Eso quiere decir que tú te has declarado bien.
Or another way to put it, you're made righteous.
O en otra palabra, que te has justificado.
Think about it.
Piensa.
We stand before God guilty outside of Christ.
Nosotros ponemos culpables delante de Dios.
We deserve hell.
Nosotros nos merecemos el infierno.
But when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
cuando recibimos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
God declares you righteous.
Dios te declara a ti justo.
We don't deserve it.
No lo merecemos.
This is because of God's grace.
Pero eso es por la gracia de Dios.
And he makes a declaration.
Y él me hace esa declaración.
This guilty person has been pardoned.
Esta gente culpable ha sido apartada.
They're forgiven.
Son
forgiven.
Los hemos perdonado.
And now they have been declared righteous.
Y ahora los hemos declarado justos.
That person that stood there guilty,
esa persona que se paró ahí culpable,
is able to leave the courtroom free.
Es libre de ir, de irse.
Because they've been declared righteous.
La han declarado libre.
They've been set right where they were wrong.
La han declarado que hizo bien cuando hizo algo mal.
Notice what else is in verse 24. Says we were justified freely by his grace. But then it says through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. That word redemption brings a different picture. Instead of being in the court and being declared just, this picture is the slave market.
Esta palabra es
the slave, you know, we're slave market.
Quiere decir como esclavitud.
This person is for sale.
Esta persona está en venta.
They're being sold as a slave.
Lo han vendido como esclavo.
And that person that is being sold,
y esa persona que ha sido vendida,
when they are purchased,
cuando es comprada,
that's another word for that is they are redeemed.
En otras palabras, redimido.
You and I were slaves to sin.
Tú y yo somos
You and I are slaves to sin.
Tú y yo nosotros somos esclavos para el pecado.
We're sinners.
Somos pecadores.
We stand on the auction block.
Estamos parados ahí en la venta.
Waiting to be sold.
Esperando ser vendidos.
But Jesus purchased you.
Pero Jesucristo te compró.
That word redemption means
esta palabra redención quiere
to deliver by paying a price.
Ser liberados para pagar un precio.
Jesus paid a price for you.
Jesús pagó ese precio.
Not only have you been declared innocent,
no solamente te han nombrado inocente,
you're justified by faith.
Pero has sido justificado por fe.
The scripture says that we have been redeemed through Jesus Christ.
La palabra dice que hemos sido redimido por Jesucristo.
He purchased you through his blood.
Te compró con su sangre.
But then there's another story really fast.
Hay otra historia muy, muy rápido.
Verse 25.
En el versículo 25.
It says, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. That's verse 25.
Dice, Dios ha ofrecido como sacrificio de expiación que se recibe por la fe, por su sangre.
He has been the sacrifice.
Él ha sido el sacrificio.
This gives us the scene of the temple.
Esto nos ha dado la escena del templo.
In the temple, they would offer sacrifices to cover man's sin.
En el templo se reciben sacrificios para
and the scripture says that Jesus Christ has become our sacrifice. The English version says the propitiation for our sin, or the sacrifice in Spanish. This atonement took away our sin. The sacrifice took away our sin. Remember John the Baptist? When he saw Jesus, he told his disciples that were with him, he pointed to Jesus, and he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Miren la
the Lamb of God. Pascua, is it? How do you say it? Lamb of God.
La oveja de Dios que viene a quitarnos nuestros pecados.
Yeah, takes it away.
No los quita.
The blood of Jesus doesn't just cover our sins.
La sangre de Cristo no nos manos quita nuestros pecados.
Jesus took them all away.
Jesús quitó todo.
We must understand that we stand before God justified.
Tenemos que entender que estamos delante de Dios justificado.
We have been purchased by the blood.
Hemos sido comprados por la sangre.
And He has washed our sins away.
Y Él ha lavado nuestros pecados.
This is why we understand the righteousness of God.
Eso es porque nosotros entendemos la justicia de Dios.
God has given to you and to me complete righteousness.
Dios te ha dado a ti y a mí completamente la justicia.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
And He's made you this way.
Y Él te ha hecho así,
so that you can enjoy Him.
Para que tú disfrutes de Él.
You don't have to strive to please Him.
No tienes que trabajar duro para ser agradado.
He's pleased with you because you've received His Son.
Él ha sido agradado contigo porque tú recibiste a su Hijo.
So now you can enjoy God.
Ahora tú puedes gozarte con Dios.
Develop a relationship with God.
Hacer una relación con Dios.
Draw near to God.
Acercarte a Dios.
This is God's desire.
Este es el deseo de Dios.
He wants you to freely come to Him.
Quiere que tú vengas libremente a Él.
He doesn't want you to feel like you can't come. He's made a way for you to come boldly.
No quiere sentir que tú te sientas como que no puedes venir. Él ha hecho un camino para que vengas a Él.
So you can draw near to God.
Para que te acerques a Él.
Now notice really fast.
Ahora fíjate aquí muy rápidamente.
That if we put our faith in Jesus.
Ponemos nuestra fe en Jesús.
We're justified in Him.
Somos justificados en Él.
Verse 26. Paul says to prove His righteousness at this present time so that He might be just and the justifier of him who has faith in Jesus.
Dice, pero en el tiempo presente ha ofrecido a Jesucristo para manifestar su justicia. De este modo Dios es justo y a la vez el que justifica a los que tienen fe en Jesús.
This takes away your and my striving.
Esto quita nuestro deseo de ser ganados.
You don't work for this.
No tenemos que trabajar por esto.
Look at verse 27. Where is boasting then?
¿Dónde está pues la jantancia?
It says it is excluded.
Dice que está excluida.
By what law? Of works?
¿Por cuál principio? ¿Por el de obediencia de la ley?
It says, no, but by the law of faith.
No, sino por la de la fe.
Thank God for the work He's accomplished.
Gracias a Dios por el trabajo que ha hecho.
This isn't something that you can do.
Esto no es algo que tú puedes hacer.
If you could have done it,
si tú lo hubieras podido hacer,
then Jesus wouldn't have come to die on the cross.
Y Jesús no tenía que haber muerto en la cruz.
But because we can't do it, Jesus did it for us. So now all we have to do is receive it by faith. And what you receive from God is complete righteousness. This is all because of Calvary. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. And that's why we even celebrate communion. We celebrate communion because we do this in remembrance of what He did for us. We do it because we appreciate the finished work. We value it. And so we're going to take communion this morning. And as we take it, give God thanks for all that He has done for you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand.